Today's forecast in the Midwest is not looking all that great for late season harvest progress. We do expect to see a storm system that's presently in the eastern Midwest to abate from the region as we go through the day today and overnight tonight. But there will be snow showers and snow flurries, even periods of generalized light snowfall occurring across the Great Lakes region as we go from Tuesday into Thursday, maybe even Friday morning across the Great Lakes region. That precipitation plus the snow that's on the ground right now and the cold temperatures will all work against getting much field work accomplished for these areas that are still left to be harvested. We'll expect the afternoon temperatures most days through at least Thursday of this week running primarily in the teens and 20s across the Midwest, and lows at night will likely fall in the single digits and teens in the Northwest and probably teens and 20s in the Southeast. This cold air mass is still very potent and very impressive. It has been for the past week, and it looks like it'll be cold enough to reach freezing temperatures all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico coast over the next couple of nights. I expect to see a little bit of damage done to some of the sugarcane crop in Louisiana, and we'll see temperatures come close to freezing in parts of northern sections of central Florida's citrus country. And it looks like the overall bottom line is that there won't be much damage in Florida's citrus country, but this cold is pretty impressive, and it will keep, obviously, drying across the Midwest to a minimum. Snow is going to stay on the ground. Over the weekend, we saw 1 to 3 and local 5-inch amounts of snow accumulate from Missouri into Ohio. There was also anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of snow fall across portions of South Dakota, northern Nebraska, and eastward into parts of northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, with local totals getting upwards to 8 inches. That snow, on top of the snow storm that occurred last week from South Dakota to Wisconsin, has the depths of snow very impressive right now across some areas in the western Corn Belt. Areas that I have not mentioned do not have much snow on the ground. That includes Illinois, parts of central Missouri, some areas in Kansas, and a few other locations scattered about, mostly in the northernmost parts of the western Corn Belt. As we go through the next few days, the weather will calm down, but because we do have the snow on the ground and the cold weather, there won't be much harvest progress in very many locations. As things start to change this weekend, they'll actually go from bad to worse first and then get better. We're expecting to see a warming trend occur across the Midwest as we go from Friday into the weekend, but a storm system is likely to evolve as the warmer air rushes into the cold air mass, and we'll likely see rain totals running 3 to 9/10 of an inch from the Delta into the heart of the Midwest, and local totals getting upwards to 1.5 inches in some eastern Midwest locations. That rain, plus the melting snow and the warming temperatures, will all combine to prevent any kind of field work on into the early part of next week. We'll look for improving conditions after that, though. Temperatures in the middle to latter part of next week and on into the following weekend are likely to be warmer than usual for quite a few areas, and precipitation will be minimal, and that should help to firm up the soil eventually. So for the most part, the Midwest will see less than ideal conditions. And we expect in South America the weather to remain very good. Timely rains will occur across Brazil's crop country, and a fair amount of Argentina is likely to see some much-needed timely rainfall. The majority of the precipitation in Argentina may not be enough to substantially end the dryness concerns in some western areas, and a close monitoring of that is going to be warranted. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.